Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I want to talk about a horrible story that we've all been processing in different ways, and that is the story of Marlon Ochoa Lopez. She's that 19-year-old expectant mother who was killed last week, and the baby inside her was removed by maybe people who wanted a child of their own. It is the damnedest, strangest, most horrible thing. There's a story today that the father was seen with the baby in his arms at the hospital and that the baby opened his eyes. And people are cheered by that, but the hospital continues to list the child's condition as grave. I have no idea what the hope for that child is. We called the hospital this morning before we came into the studio, Elif and I did, and Elif asked a spokesperson if you could just comment on the condition of the baby and what its chances are, and they said due to however celebrated this story is, you understand, not celebrated, but however well-known this story is, because of patient confidentiality, they're not even going to comment on that. And the hospital's also coming under criticism for not recognizing something odd about the story when the baby was first delivered. That's not my concern here. But there's also the story now about a mural, which is at 16th Street and Newberry Avenue in the Pilsen neighborhood. And there's an artist who said, I just wanted to give the family something to remember her by. And it's this beautiful piece of artwork that you sometimes see spray painted on the sides of buildings and overpasses. And it was by this artist named Milton Coronado, who has a bit of a following, I guess. He works for companies, and I don't know if this sort of painting is even legal or if it's random, but the artwork was just sensational. He said, I wanted to give them and the community something to remember her by, and I was touched by this young man's quote. He said, I was impacted by the story, the horror of it, as human beings with feelings and emotions were impacted one way or another. And I thought, that's exactly where I am, Milton. I'm impacted. I have a range of emotions, and I feel so bad about it, I don't much even want to talk about it. And then you just see this lovely image of this woman on this wall, and you say, I think that's fitting. If it only says that, it's a lovely way to remember her. And Milton's on the phone right now. Hi, Milton. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Hey, guys. Hey, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I'm doing okay, I guess. humbled to be here and continue to be impacted by this story.
When you do something like that, I mean, do you take it upon yourself? Does somebody hire you to do that? In this particular case, just tell me a little bit about how that got up there.
For this specific mural, nobody did hire me or commission me to paint it. This is something that I voluntarily wanted to do from my heart. So the paint, the materials, the time, everything was out of me, out of my heart. And it all started with a conversation with my wife. I was inspired by the story, just like the rest of Chicago, probably the entire nation. I was impacted, as you mentioned, just like you are. And also with my own personal story. My father was murdered in 2001, and it took me a couple of years before I was able to do a memorial mural for him. And I found out that it was therapeutic for me, that it was a component of a healing process. And so I wanted to share the same with this family and with the entire city of Chicago.
I understand that your story is rather compelling, too. You were a troubled youth. You were with some gang members. You were into vandalism. You were committing some crimes. And then you said the same sort of people you used to call friends are the people who were responsible for your father's death. Is that right?
That is correct. Scary. But it just goes to show you, and it's a message that I carry to young people, that sometimes they are not our friends. And I sadly had to experience that on a very personal level.
Do you spray? I want to talk to you about your craft for just a moment. Milton,
sure.
Do you spray paint that on there?
I work with several mediums. I work with acrylics, oils, watercolors. But these past couple of years, I've been doing a lot of mural work, and aerosol art, spray can, is my medium of choice. This mural was all in spray paint. Yeah, it took me about 4 to 5 hours to do.
4 to 5 hours? Are you kidding me? It would take me 4 to 5 years. And then it's such a perfect and beautiful rendering of her in multiple colors. And it almost looks like there was a stencil or something. Did you project something on there, or did you first outline it? How do you draw her face like that?
No, you know, that was all done without stencils, all freehand. If you see, there's a video that I have on my personal Facebook account. It's a time-lapse video where you can see how I did it. It's all freehand. My wife asked me, those Chicago stars that you did you stencil them? I'm like, no, those are all freehand. I don't like stencils because then you have to look for a stencil, create a stencil. It just wastes a lot of time, so I just freehand it.
This may sound trivial, but is that legal, what you're doing there?
It would be. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be having this conversation with you.
But, I mean, that's a public...
I'm kidding. No, but
that's public some, property,
obviously,
right?
Graffiti. Right, right. Some graffiti is illegal, but no, this was... I was granted permission to do this. Nobody knew what I was going to do, but I had permission to do this. I have 4 other murals on this corridor between Damon and Halsted on 16th there.
Yeah, I guess your work is, I'm just coming to know you and your work, but I guess people around, is it the South Side or the West Side, people know your art? Where do I find your stuff? Because on your gallery, you've got all kinds of things out there.
Sure. You'll see most of my work in the south side of the city. It's easier to have access to walls on this part of the city. We can as well on the north side. It's a little bit more challenging, but I find it easier to paint in the south side. And that's where you'll see most of my work.
Yeah. It's ironic to me because I had to spray paint something recently. I had to go out of Chicago to buy cans of spray paint. You can't buy spray paint in this city, but there you are using spray paint in this city.
Yes. They established a law several years ago where in the city you can't buy spray paint, so we go outside of the city to purchase it.
Have you heard from anybody in the Ochoa Lopez family about your artwork?
You know, yesterday I spoke to an individual who told me that he showed Marlon's father the mural, and he saw it for the first time, and he started crying. I haven't met them personally. I do plan to go to the funeral service on Saturday, and hopefully I can meet them and embrace them and share my words to them.
I'm going to post a picture.
We do have some mutual friends, but I haven't met them.
Got it. How old are you, Milton?
I'm 38.
38. So you make a living doing this then?
No, I'm actually I make a living working with the City of Chicago in the Department of Human Services.
I see. So you do that, and then this is your hustle or your passion on the side, huh?
Yes. I wish I can make a living off of my art, but it's pretty inconsistent, and there's a lot of great artists out there.
Well, I would count you among them. A lot of your artwork is also very Christian-themed, Jesus, Christ,
yes.
Bible symbols, stuff like that. I guess that's, and again, pardon me if I'm wrong, but the way I was reading it was you had a bit of a conversion yourself and went from a troubled youth to this inspired young man that you are today, huh?
Thank you. I did grow up in a Christian home, but during my teenage and adolescent years, I rebelled against God, you can say, my parents, just organized institutions. And it was my father's murder that really changed my heart, changed my life, and that's when I decided to give back, especially to young people in the inner city.
Well, it's a lovely rendering, and I hope that maybe the rendering of your father, you said, gave you some sort of closure or peace, and hopefully this will help those people in even the smallest way. Milton Coronado has this tribute at 16th Street and Newberry Avenue in Pilsen when you go by. I'll post a picture of it on my Facebook page. And then what's your gallery? What's your website if people want to see your work, Milton?
Sure. So they can see my work in 3 different platforms. One is my website, which is crownedart.com. Also my Instagram account, that's M-I-L-T, the number one, then my last name. And then Facebook, Milt Coronado.
Milton Coronado, C-O-R-O-N-A-D-O, Coronado.
Yes.
Nice to meet you. I hope we meet you in person. We got to hire you to do some artwork for us here at WGN Radio.
Oh, please let me know. Let me know. I'm always available.
I'll tell my boss, congratulations. I think it's fitting what you did, sir.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.